So yesterday we started some Kuf Tzarivov, talking about Hefsek Tara. I want to clarify that it really leads into what we're talking about today, the Bedikah is doing the Shivanakim. The Shivanakim do not begin without a Hefsek Tara. Okay, there's discussions we had a little bit yesterday about the Hefsek Tara. You know, when does it have to be? Do you have to do a Moch Dochuk, I mean, or not? Ramos seems to be Makel, then there are differences. Maybe was this the first day we spoke yesterday, right? About it was she wants to be Masa Tara the first day, which we thought was irrelevant now, anyways, because anyhow, wait 5 days. But we mentioned a few, right? We had a few explanations of, you know, the why still is relevant. Maybe it's different by Kesem or whatever. But the point is, the Hefsek Tara is a sine qua non, okay, without which there's nothing. In other words, the Shivanakim don't begin without the Hefsek Tara. There's no real leniency, we'll see a little bit. No real coolers by Hefsek Tara. Okay, and sometimes I think, you know, people get mixed up, you know, we'll talk about it's a maka or whatever, but the Hefsek Tara, Shivanakim don't kick off without the Hefsek Tara. It's important to bear that in mind. Again, what he can do in the morning, we have, you know, or has to be right before Shki and then the Moch, so the Minigis to have a Moch, and some we discussed yesterday. But now, we'll move to the Shivanakim, the Bedikas of the Shivanakim. So there is a Mishnah needed after Yud Aleph and Aleph, first source. You went through most of them? Got the yeah. Okay. So the Mishnah says there, Upamayim Tzrichalius Badekas. This is talking about a woman for Taras purposes. Again, that's the beginning of the Masechta. It's not talking about our case directly, but it says she has to do Bedika twice, Shachris and Ben Ashmashos, morning and afternoon. Can we discuss also yesterday what Ben Ashmashos means? Again, you know, you can spend a lot of time on that. I'm choosing not to because we want to move through, but you know, but we went through the principle of the Beis Yosef and so on. So Shachris, and we'll just define it right now as morning and afternoon, okay? And then also Vishay Shoveres Hashamash Espeso. Before she has relations with her husband. Again, we talked about that way at the beginning of the year. Rashi there says, Pamayim Tzvichim Yisbodekas Kolish, any woman, Shachris Ben Ashmashos, Shachris Lahach Shetaras Shalayla, Arvis Lahach Shetaras Shalyom. Okay, again, the subject here is Taras. So we want to make sure that none of the Taras which she handled at night were possibly Tameh. So she does the Bedikah in the morning and the Bedikah late in the day. Take care of the Taras during the course of the day. And also, when she's L'sham Nishas Beis, it means Imbala, right? The Pirush HaMishnah of the Rambam there, it's Perek Aleph. Oh, I forgot to write it. Perek Aleph, it's the Mishnah Zayin. Not mistaken, Perek Aleph, Mishnah Zayin. I think it's Mishnah Zayin. It says, V'hisko Baba Acheres, V'omar Shekol Isha, She Asuka B'Tarez, that's the subject. Tzvicha, he lived there, God, so Mishol Shizmanim Elov, Ein B'Shachres, Ein B'Shachres, Ein B'Shachres, Avlin lo haiso sekas pataris. If a word, the woman's not involved in taris, then ain't a chavis lived on the tzatzal with the she does not have to check herself before. Lefisha chalat zaina, which we learned at the beginning of the year, kol abayla labay bedika, right? We discussed that earlier. Okay, now that's, but it's interesting because although the subject there is taris, looking at the Tiferes Yisrael on that Mishnah, yeah, it is Mishnah Zion, Parakal of Mishnah Zion, Os Lamed Zion. Whoever has to check has to check twice. And it was he, it sounds like the first was hinting that from this Mishnah we extend it beyond Taurus to any woman who's chayav to do a bedika, she has to do it twice a day. Okay? So the question is how we paskin during the Shivanakim. Do you need two bedikas or is one bedika sufficient? So Ramban is mefurish. In the Hilchos Nida, Parak Beis, Os Gimel 5, Kol Shivas Hayam Tzicha Bedika Pam Achas B'chol Yom. Okay, that's Mishnah was only about Taras, and we don't learn from there. And one Bedika per day of the Shivanakim suffices. So says the Ramban Mefurish. The Rashba is not exactly Mefurish. Rashba Nabai Sarf by Zayin Shar Hey, right? So Isha Shifrisha Tara B'yom Shepas Kudom Shalom. Again, he's stressing after the Hefsek Tara. That's not the subject, it's after the Hefsek Tara. Tzvicha livdok atzma kol shibi meisira kadesh surim bibedika levarel. Okay, the days should be counted as the days of yom surim, count the days in front of her and so on, but you need a bidika. He doesn't say it twice. I think that if he would have meant twice, he would have said it. So Mestam, again, he doesn't say it one, but you know, the minimum is one, so he didn't elaborate. So it's pretty clear that the Rosh Bo is agreeing that one suffices. Same thing with the Rosh. The Rosh in Perek Yud in Mesechta Simon Hay, over Osan Shiva Nakim Tito Katsa B'chol Yom. Okay, every day. It doesn't say twice a day. Every day, the minimum is once. Once a day suffices, according to all these Rishonim. Then there are more ads, the Rosh ad we saw yesterday at the end. Benogu anashim lubo chosh lovon. Okay, ben ashmash shos chosh shilishon bodekes atzman as chaluka b'chol yom. To wear white garments and check that out and so on. But these Rishonim are ban is mefurish. And the Rashba and the Rosh most likely are saying it's only one day. However, there are those who disagree. The Smag says, we've got lamin sim kufti yud aleph. Number 8, halacha l'maisu sha'isha b'yom sha'posekas b'leiros tilbash b'gadol levonim. We asked yesterday. Mekiyah miksama kodem sh'yalayla v'taschil lispor mimochras. The next to l'mochras shivis yimei s'yosa v'chol zayin yimei s'yosa tzricha likach beged pishto noki v'lovon amoch and so on. We'll talk about that later in the simulach, exactly how she does it. B'dikol achniso b'oso mokom b'omek l'choron is talking. Do a thorough examination inside. Okay. If she's a rush, she won't do it. The implication being that she should be in a rush. She should do a thorough check and see if there's any red. And look at the last line there. It says, V'chein osa shachris ve'arvis, morning and evening, twice. B'shachar kishomeres mitosa, the morning she wakes up. V'arvis kisholechas abis haknesses korm shelaila. I don't know, when I went to shul, I guess. Before they went to shul, before nightfall, Kodem She'elayla. Okay, huh? Yeah, we talk about that, right? There's some of the, we shouldn't go to shul. I don't know. I mean, maybe it means the husband goes to shul. It says halachas.
It means supermarket.
Okay.
The
gathering place. Okay, good. Sorry. It's okay. Anyway, but his point, for our purposes, twice a day. Okay, the Mordechai also writes like that in Hilchos Nida, in the back of Shuras, where Mitzvah Shalom and Zion. Bechol Osan Zion Akim, Tzvichel of the Pamayim, Shachris, Kishomedes, Mitosav, Arvis, Chalachim, Zaknes, Kodom Laila, same expression. Okay, I mean, before nightfall, okay, morning and afternoon. Then he writes in the principle, so he says, in a kosher, that she should, when she does have Siktara, she should wear white clothing and clean herself. Okay, it's from the Rokeach at the end. We saw it yesterday, I think, that one. Okay, it's from the Rokeach. All right, and Hagos Maimonides also quotes in Parak Vav Hilchos Isur Bia on the Rama Halacha Chafalav Oz Dalad Bechol Zayin Ayom Bodekes Came Pamayim Bayom Shachris Kishumet Mitosev Arvis Nachus Somuch Hushkiyas Achama. He doesn't say night. He doesn't say about Shul. He just says Somuch Hushkiyas Achama. Okay, before sunset, something late in the day, in the morning when she wakes up, and in the evening, Arvis means the evening Somuch Hushkiyas Achama. Okay, and then Motzoi Zion, the end of the seventh day, Shu Yom Ches, now the eighth day, Yom Shaposka, the time she stopped. Nightfall, then she goes to the mikveh, as soon as night falls and so on. So that's how it goes, 5 minutes. Okay? So these Rishonim seem to require two bedikas. Do require two bedikas. So it seems to be Machlokes Rishonim. Okay? How many bedikas you need during the Shemini Nekiyim? The Rabban, and presumably the Rashba and the Rosh say one suffices, the Smag, the Mordechai, that goes 5 minutes, and okay, and others say you need two. Just on the subject of why you would need to, the Bach here in Arsim in some Kuf Tzadibah writes, "Umasha kosov uva sefer mitzvahs." That's the smag. Kosov pamayim, etc. Tamo. The reason is based on that Mishnah. Dafir aleph and aleph. That we started with, right? That's the Bach points to that Mishnah, which is talking taras. The afal gad that sikna hosim de lo amr elo taras. A little bible boy medika. The gadel b'sim kuf peivov, which we discussed. Okay, that's only Hainu Davka La'achar Shetovlo. Sharei B'chesk is Tara Labana. That Mishnah, which seems to, how do we learn from that Mishnah on Taras? So when do we say that Mishnah, you only have to be Machmer, that's per Taras? That's when the woman was at Tahora, and now we're in effect double checking. Right? The woman is of Sekes per Taras. There's no reason to assume that she's Temeya. She just has to check because of the Chomer of Taras. She went to the Mikveh last week. Okay, but nevertheless, the woman is of Sekes per Taras has to, in effect, be extra careful. Okay? So that taka only required by Taras. Okay? Because Harry Becheska's Tara Labala, she's only home, she's with her husband, we assume she's not a needle. But nevertheless, has to check. Aval, Besir, Shivan, Nikim, the Becheska's Tameya. But our case is she's Becheska's Tameya, right? We know she had her period, she hasn't gone to the mikveh yet. Then, Sricha, Bedika, Pamaim, Shachar's Arvish. Shachar's Lotzim, they suffix, Shemaroso, Balila, Shalafana. But Arvish, Lotzim, they suffix, Shemaroso, Beyom. The sphere of Shivan Akila Baila, Tzvicha Bedika, Kamal Lataras, Akash Tabo. See what the Bach is saying? In other words, he's saying that that Mishnah is not talking only about Taras, but the Chumra of Taras, La Akash Tavlo, when she's Becheskas Tahara, that's the din of a woman who's Becheskas Tmeya before going to the Mikra, doing the Shivan Akim. That's how the Bach understands those Rishonim, the Smag, those other Rishonim require two Padiks of the table. Kibbe Eger has a problem with this. In his Chubis, Madura Kamasim, and Samach, okay, in 2:12, Hein Emes, the Habach, Chosmach, Horus, the Smag, the Bedeka, Shahazar, etc., etc. Avalo Ovin. Because what good does that Padika do exactly? The Eichai, the Padika, and his Bar, Madalo Ross, so we call them an awful Oritz. If you're talking about the Bedika of Shivan Akim, so maybe something happened during the night and then she noticed it fell on the floor and disappeared, right? How's it going to help? And Vadimian Shevi Abachla, he did Parakamadanida, who Tamua. The Hosamim Shachris Kadela Tar, there it says, Shachris Kadela Tar Tar Shalila. That means, what does that mean? Hadim Tira Acharkach, that Shitaka becomes a Nida later, Lo Yehe Chashash Safek Al Tar Shalila, because you did a Bedika. Let's say she turns out at 11 o'clock in the morning she has a Riyah. So it's not going to ruin all those Taras the night before, because at 7 o'clock in the morning she did a Bedika. You understand? That's the case over there. But it's a little shock. That's not the case here. I don't understand the whole parallel is weak. So claims to give Eger. You follow his kasha. In other words, it's kind of, the Bach wants to compare it. It's not really the same thing. There it's a specific concern for Taurus. And we want to do a Bedika in the morning. For what purpose? Not to say for sure that she didn't, we never know for sure. Okay? We just want to say that as far as we know, the Taurus on the night before, okay, because she did a Bedika at 7 o'clock in the morning, found herself that she was Tahora. And now she had a read at 10 o'clock in the morning, good, but Pekila Pekida, right? She checked herself at 7, so the Taurus on the night before, safe. The same thing at the end of the day, right? She had a Re'iyah at 11 o'clock at night. So maybe the Taurus, maybe she actually was already had a problem earlier. But no, she did a Bedika at 7 o'clock in the evening before Shkia. So the Taurus during the day, well, good. That's what's going on over there. That's not, and how do you compare that to the Kibbeh to here when you're trying to see that her Dam flow stop? What does the extra Bedika do? Right? What does the extra Bedika do? It's not the same. It kind of leads to talking about Moshe Feinstein as a tshuva. I don't want to dwell on this too much, but your day chel gimel simon nun zayin. The tzorach lomar, he says you could say the following. The sari diim diim loy chashash yosel achas onas la lachar nusiyom mikol rega diu la. Really, in a certain sense, he says you should be choshish every minute. Every minute, maybe the tipas damfa. How do you know that she's? How do you know that she's Torah? How do you know that during the shiva nikiyim maybe there was a tipas dam that came every minute? You can't require Bedik every minute. It doesn't make any sense. Okay, you can live like that. And furthermore, you're going to ask a woman from being Osekis and Taurus because maybe a minute ago there was a problem she didn't notice, right? Or from Mechilas Kochim. Especially it says that the daughters and the wives of Kohanim can eat Truman, can eat Kochim, and so on. Those Kochim go to the family, and the Truman goes to the family. So. So even though there's a chazaka, she's Torah, it's a tikla. They couldn't make a takana do a bedik every minute. Okay, so you could say that that's what motivated, right? In other words, you can't do a bedik every minute. So therefore, the closest possible, it's units of time in halacha, yom and laila. But he says they wouldn't have done that because says a mashaloi goes mifshul zala pam achas biyom shalom. For that one's enough. Once a day is enough. Okay, because he said that's yom and laila. Kamoshal kavuchol gimel shei shows. They didn't require every 3 hours, every 6 hours. Okay, they required so rov dinei torah and tov meshkes man who pam achad biyom shalom. So that can't be the reason. So Ella whom Mishum the Pachos Man Onisom is Man Othala ain't a Motsu Klal. There's some Chala Chazoka of Meshach's Man the Yom Chol's Man the Laila Efshal Lochosh Ktsas. He says, in terms of Nida, I don't know the Tzias exactly, but in terms of Nida, so it's not Motsu that it will go beyond that. We do find that Tam Nilchos Nida Yom and Laila Ono we talked about earlier in the year, right? So that unit of time, the 12-hour unit of time. It's not motzoi that there's a therefore a chayim that she'll be clean and then suddenly later on during that same ono see, but a chayim covers my bedim called ono. And the next line, she'll a chayim mitam zeh tzricho b'zayin nakim she tzricho bedika livdok b'zman sheish rochas tzas dehu la'achar she'over halayla achar bedika sefsetara ba'achar she'over hayom bedika shachris. Okay, there, it's not motzi, shalom motzi, shetira ad achar avor zman ono. Basically, he says that, again, they put it in a time where there was a likelihood, or more of a likelihood, there was a problem. Okay, that's it's a little difficult to me, but that's how he resolves his problem. Lamaisa, whatever the reason is, there are Rishonim who say you should check twice a day, and that appears in Shohar here in our Siman Kuf Tzadivav Siv Dalit 14. The whole Yom, you can look over Moshe. I'm not fully comfortable understanding it, but that's how the Bach is clear, except the Kivega is kasha, the kasha on the Bach. Right? I mean, it is a good kasha. But in any event, for sort of Bach, that makes sense. But when you read it, the Kivega looks a little more deeply, it's not a good kasha. Anyway, and so Moshe gives a suggestion. So let's look at 14. So we quote Sadi Bob here in Sim Dalai, Bechol Yom, Mishivim Nesvira, Tzvich Lebedek Zachatchila, Pamayim Bechol Yom, Achaz, Shachas, Achaz, Samuel Ben Hashmosh. What do you know? The Chaber Paskins like the Chumrah, those Rishonim, interesting, not the Ramban, the Rosh Mon, the Rosh, rather the Smag, the Mordechai, the Smag, and Sefer Truma, he Paskins like them, that's what the Tur does, you should do it twice a day. Okay? And that's Lechatchila, Alei Amazel, we recommend twice a day. Okay? Good? The Pesukei Teshuvah 15, I just pointed it out to you. We discussed it at length early in the year, Sikot and Dalet, that Shalom, the sphere have to be prepared. You have to say, today is the first. Remember, we talked about that. I gave a whole shiur about that. So I'm not going over that again. I think we actually camp on it at least twice. Okay, so I'm not going again. I'm just pointing out that the Pesukei Teshuvah here in Sikot and Dalet mentioned here that Agon HaKadosh Baal Shalom, Hitzvich, Shemei Sphirs and Akim, Timne Bechol Yom, Betoma Hayom Yom, and so on. Because it says it's Sofra Law, it's like Sirius Omer, you have to count today is the first day and today is the second day. And we saw the Nabi Huda, right? The Nabi Huda disagreed. He says the Shalom was such an Adam Kadosh, that he wanted to have more mitzvahs and so on and so forth, but really we don't require it. Okay, and counting here just means keeping track. So again, if you want to look up, so you have to look back at one of the earlier Shurim. I gave you all the Mamakomas there. But the Pesukei Teshuvah points it out here. Okay. All right, so now the question is during the Shemini Kiyum. Good, you have to check the Chatchila certainly twice a day, like those Rishonim. What if you didn't? Or can you get away with less B'dikas than all 7 days? The Chatchila should count all 7 days, as the Shonar says in 14, B'chol Yom Mishiri Me'asir. She should count, she should check twice a day. And if possible, that's certainly what we recommend. Okay, but what if somebody didn't? Okay, well, we'll see shortly. What if there's some other extenuating circumstances? So the Gemara says, Samachesim Beis, actually it's a Mishnah, Samachesim Beis 16. Hazova Hazova, Shabbatku Atzman Biyom Rishon, Umotza Tahar, Uvyom Shri Umotza Tahar, Ushar Yomim, Shabbatayim Lo Bodku. What if you did a B'dika on day one and on day seven, but the middle days didn't do a B'dika? Okay, so we have a three way machloka. So Beleza Omer, Harehein Becheskes Tahar. Good enough? Okay, good enough. I did it one and seven, good enough. Again, he's not arguing with Chatchila, but the other good enough. Rabbi Shua Omer, Ein Lahem Ela Yom Rishon Yom Shri Bilvad. Rabbi Shua says no. You only did a bedikah of 2 days. You only count those 2 days. You have to do a bedikah all 7 days. So you only did a bedikah two. So she needs another five moving forward. That's Rabbi Shua. Ein Lahem Ela Yom Rishon Yom Shri Bilvad. And Rabbi Kiva Omer, Ein Lahem Ela Yom Zayin Bilvad. No, day one doesn't even count. You blew it. You have to start over again. Day seven counts as one. You have to have another six from there. So you see, those are the three shitas in the Tanoim. Let's see Rashi. Okay, day 17. It's interesting. The Rashi on the Mishnah is very brief. That's it. So it's 18. Rashi on the Mishnah is very brief. This Mishnah is quoted way back. This Mishnah is on Samach Chesam Beis. It's quoted on Zayin Beis. There, Rashi. So that's why in 17 I printed those Rashis. From Zion and Beis, because the Mishnah is quoted, so he's more clearer there. In our Mishnah, I guess he assumes that when he got to Samach Tes, he still remembered what he wrote on Dab Zion. So, anyway, so it says, Shabbat ku atzman, kishapasku mizovan hutzuk l'saper shivinakim, at least more shivinakim, below rei, can you see the sofalo, etc. And ubat ku atzman, rishon rishri, ushar chamishim shri, lo bodku. So, the first opinion is, well, as he says, meaning whole betchiloso besofer betara, since at the beginning of the seven, at the end of the seven, you had it, you're okay betovel erev shel shvi, and you can be tovel in the evening following the seventh, be the eighth. Then Rishua says, no, you only have el rishon shvi, meaning, says Rashi, utzvichim limnos od chamishi yamim, you got to count it for 5 days. The choshishin shemaro ben tayim, because maybe something happened those middle days. Now, if she knows for sure that in the middle day she saw, so then the first day is out. Obviously, we'll see that later, but tomorrow. But if she, you know, if she knows on day four she had done that, then the first day doesn't count either, even according to him. Shalot tumah mafsek is being time. Here we don't know. And she, we don't know what happened in those middle days. We have no reason to assume. Nonetheless, it doesn't. So you can't count those days, but they're not so sir. You follow what Rashi's saying? In other words, the middle days where she didn't do bedika, you can't count them because maybe there was a problem. You don't know there was a problem, so it doesn't ruin the whole thing and make you start over again. You know, with day seven being day one, but it can't count towards the days. And he holds obono l'seirugin. So you count to the skipping, count to 1, 7, that count to 2, 8, you know, skip. You follow? That's Rabbi Yoshua Shishu. And then the Rekiva holds, you only have, you hear what he says? There's two chidushim. One is you can skip, but you have these middle days. They don't count, but they're not so certain. Right? Anyway, Eliyahu Shabbat, we talk about a little bit like with the. Your lettuce, you know, the days that don't count, but they're not so sick. Right. Anyway, so Eliyom Shilavad, that's what Kiva, the Shema Rosa Yomashim in time, Visosu is Taras Yomashim. Kiva says nothing doing. We're concerned that maybe on day four she saw, and it knocks out the first day. The Kulu and the Kiyam, you know, we have to know that they're the Kiyam. Okay? Shalote Tuma, it can't have any Tuma of Sangha in time, even the Suffolk, no, for sure. Therefore, if you didn't count on day three or four or whatever, even the middle, so anything that came before that is out. You have to, it's a do over, you have to start over again. Okay? That's the Shita of Rabbi Akiva. Okay? Again, the 18, I just printed the Rashi's in the Mishnah we have, but the Rashi's on Zion of Beis are clear, you know, are more detailed. Rabbi Akiva, Omer, Ein Lam, Omer, Shri, Shemar, Omer, in time. Okay. So, how do we pass? Can the three Shitas in the Mishnah, three times. How do we pass? The Rabbi Shal Gela Maisa. What if the woman missed a few days? You have to start all over again? Not that she saw that, but she missed a few days. You have to start over again? Or can you count those days? Or are they good entirely? She's done? So, on Samach Ches Amud Beis, going over to Samach Tes Amud Aleph, the Gemara, 19, 11, you know, on this Mishnah says, Tani, Rabbi Yosef, Rabbi Shimon Amri, Nirin Dibur Belezer, Dibur Yeshua. I think of Belezer's opinion that seems more correct than Yeshua. Again, Belezer says that it's good. If you did 1 and 7, you're home free. And Rabbi Yeshua says, you have just 1 and 7. Okay? And the reason Rashi shows it, why do they think that makes more sense? Because next look at Rashi 20, near and dear Elazar and dear Yeshua, the kavod the chayish Yeshua the Shem Arosim in time, hailo lister afarishon. I mean, Yeshua is seriously concerned that maybe she saw something on day four or day three or day five. Then it should have been sosa, but keep his right. I mean, he has this kind of middle position that days don't count, but they're not sosa. Well, which is it? You know, so that's why they think that Yeshua is a little. Rebelez is a little better than Yeshua. Rebelez says the middle days, as long as you have the first and the last, you're okay. We disregard the middle days. You see that Yeshua didn't want to disregard the middle days entirely. So he came up with this middle position. Well, they count. I'm sorry, they're not so sad, but they don't count. So they find that, and Rebelez and Yeshua find that a little difficult. Therefore, they say, nearing the Rebelez and the Yeshua. But, and he says, the Rekiva, the Rekula. Rekiva makes the most sense, as Rashi says, the boy Sur and the Badukim. You have to have days that count, and there were days of exams, of examinations. And, well, what do you mean you didn't count? That's your job, okay? Right? Yeah, you have one job, right? That's your job this week, to count days. You didn't do it, so out! Right? That's a nikita. However, despite this, amol halacha kebelezer. Halacha meko, halacha kebelezer. Okay? That Bidi Ebed, you only counted day 1 and 7. Guess what? You're okay. You go to the mikveh. Even though the logic may be the other way, halacha is like a belezer. Okay, that's how we pass like a belezer. So yes, 1 second. So how about the following case? Hazav, 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 shabbat, kvasim, yom, rishon, yom, shmini. They did one, and not any of the other six. And on the eighth day, she did another bedika, and matzah tahor, ushar el lo batka, but did not any middle days. Rabbi Elezer mahu. Okay, we paskan Elezer. What would Rabbi Elezer, like whom we paskan, say in this case? Okay, tchilasa v'sofan be'inan. Even Rabbi Elezer's mako requires tchilasa v'sofan, day one and day seven, which you didn't have here. In this case, we didn't check till day eight. You didn't have sofa. V'hacha tchilasa ika sofan leka. Right? And you didn't have day seven. So maybe even Rabbi Elezer wouldn't say that works. Oh, Dilma. No, tchilas and avagav shein sofan. As long as you have the beginning, it's also good. What does the Rebbe Elezer hold? So this is the machlokes amoraim within the sheet of Rebbe Elezer. Amarav, hihi, same din, meaning works, it's okay. Tchilas and afa b'yishein sofan. Good, they make it all the way. And Rebbe Chanina amar, no. Even Rebbe Elezer doesn't allow this. Okay, Rebbe Chanina says, tchilas and v'sofan b'inam, and hocha, tchilas and ika sofan leka. So the machlokes, you follow Rav Rebbe Chanina within Rebbe Elezer. Okay, Chanina holds, even Rebbe Elezer is only making when you did one and seven. But if you didn't do one and seven, that doesn't work. And according to Rav, even that works. All right? As Rashi points out, what's the matter with day eight? Because kvar over you may have seen it, because the Shiva that came out, the days are gone. The law is self matar, the law of Yom Shiva. All right? So, again, all this is, that's the Rashi on Tzav Ches and Beis, on Tzav Ches and Aleph, it continues, 21. L'Rabbi Elezer, the Mach Shem Dika Shri Ima Rishon Mahu. Til Rabbi Yeshua, Vada Ein Lan El Shemini Buvad. According to Yeshua, is no Kasha. Because Yeshua would only give you day eight, all right? Dafa Gav, the Tali Musa Vdika, Moni Yom Vduka, Afilu Vsiruk, and Rahani Milu Rishon Shri, the Chazir is the Rufa L'Chad Minyona. Even Rabbi Yeshua, who says, well, if you did one and seven, you have one and seven. So why don't you want to ask according to him, so what's the story with one and eight? Do you have one and eight? So Rashi said, no, even he would say, you don't have one and eight. You don't have 2 days. Because when did he say you have the 2 days? That's if the 2 days are both within that slot of Shiva Nekiyim, right? What's the lotion? The Chazil is Taruf El Chad Minyona. Avoshmini lav meseda sirs harishno v'lom etzdarf. The 8 day camp etzdarf to the first. Urekiva nami eno elashmini bavad shomer ben time. Urekiva fashteitzov doesn't. He doesn't even count 1 and 7 together. He's not going to count 1 and 8 together. Shomer ben time. We can't bear to tichel esporshish ela belezer. Me mechzakina kol shuv betar mishuv dikos rishon av tchilas betar lo. So that's the machokas. Rav Ruchin. Am I going too fast? You got this right. That's a straight gemara. Good. All right. Now. One other Gemara, again, by now you know, you see all the Gemaras, and we can see the Rishonim. Okay, these are all the relevant Gemaras here. Okay, the Gemara then asks, continuing in Samach Tesman, Aleph 22. It's kind of a different case. We saw part of this. Amar of Sheishas, Amar of Yumir, Ba'aba, Amar of Nida, Shefrisha, Betar, Beshlishi, Shalom. So far to Laminian, Shivanakim. Nida, Zulamali, Elan, Zova, Shefrisha, Betar, Beshlishi, Shalom. We saw that, right? Okay, Zova. The third day, after you know, she sees for 3 days. At the end of the third day, Zova Shefrisha Bitar Bashisha Shalom. So far to Lemin Zainakim. That counts as Shivanakim. Amun Shesh of Yumi Ba'aba Rav Kikutar Amun Shmaitza. Right? But we had that yesterday. Was following the Kusim who says the day they stopped can count already as the first day of the Nakim? No. Means Amri, we didn't mean Ela Emma's, I'm sorry, it says, Dami Yom Shwezabos Adam in Shivaki, come around the Barmi Shishi. Okay. So then the Gemara asks, this we didn't see yesterday, Bar Meshishi Pshita. What do you mean? So of course the next day counts. Well, what's Rav B'Mechadish? You're right. He did not pass like the Kusim. The third day, which means she had a Re'i on that day, Avada doesn't count as the first day she's going to camp. I mean, it doesn't count as the day, you know, she can't count that day, right? The day that she saw. It means the next day. So Gemara asks, of course, what's the problem? Avada, she counts. Bar Meshishi Pshita. Lo tzricha kigon de lo bodka ad shvi. Vashminim hosam tchilosan afa pishen sofan. Rachi kamashlam. Sofan afa pishen tchilosan. Demau de tema tchilosan afa pishen sofan. Hu damrin edu ki mechazchai ova sofan afa pishen tchilosan lo kamashlam. The chiddush is the following. She didn't do another bedika until seven. In effect, what did she do? She had a bedika, okay, in effect on day 3 and 7. Let's see Rashi. This is how it says it all. Kikutoy Amul Shmaitza, the Perek Manos Kuzim, right? Okay, that was the Kasha. So he meant the next day. So the case is the lo to the Gemara. What's the chiddush next day? About is good. The lo bodka atshvi. The lo have a tchilas yemei sir b'tahara. The lo bodka barishon mishifrisha ben hashmas shel shel shlishi laziva shel rosa boboyom ad shiva lasir trei kuli atshvi na rav b'sir. In other words, this is the speaker here is also rav. Okay, the same rav who was makel against Ukanina earlier on a page, who says that as long as you have the beginning, it's okay. I'm sorry, he says, what did Rav say above again? Yeah, Rav said, Tchilosan afopi, only at the beginning, as long as you have the beginning, Tchilosan afopi shein sofo, it's okay. 1 and 8 are okay also, as long as you got 1. So now here he's telling the Rav another chiddush. He says, Hosam the Omar Rashi, Hosam the Omar Rav le'el, the mitar be'lezbe bodek, rishon u'shmini, ashmin tchilosan afopi shein sofo. Here is the reverse. Okay, here you have sofo now, you did on the seventh day, but you never had a good day at the beginning. Remember, I told you, Hefsetara always need. Hefsetara you need to kick it off. So you can have day 3 and 7, bottom line, according to Rav. Day 3 and 7 also works. But when we say 2 days suffices, it doesn't have to be day 1 and 7. Even day 3 and 7, or 4 and 7, whatever. You follow? So that's a double chiddush of Rav. As long as you have either the beginning or the end. Okay, that's the... So now the question is, how do we pass it? Like Rav or Kanina. We already said, the Gemara said, halachot zake belezer, okay? The belezer in the Mishnah says, as long as you have... In the case of the Mishnah was day 1 and 7. So belezer says, the whole week is good. You're ready to go to the mikveh. But now he asks, okay, what if you didn't have day 1 and 7? Either you're missing day 7, because you did it 1 and 8, or... In the other case, you did day 7, but you didn't do 1, you did on 3 instead. So, huh? Yeah, that's the question, how do we pass it? That's Machlokes Rav and Chanina. So the Ravid in the Balei Nefesh, Shara Tzvi Medika, says, page 24, Atan Medika, she tzvi to the Zad. So first he says like this, V'nomar, Ki Afo Pi Shabod Ka'atz V'yom Afsoka, again, she did a hafsitara. Tzricha od ridukas atzmai be'asir mechol shemesh. She has to check herself all 7 days. And he does the same more than once. He also can be lumped, I think, together with those Rishonim. So they don't want enough. Shoshaninu, he quotes the Mishnah that we saw. Azav, azav, etc., etc. Okay? Now. Ksani shabodku v'lo ksani bodku. That's what we have originally. Tzricha od en tzricha b'dik. All right. Alma, since the language of the Mishnah, as he's pointing out now, look back in a second, for a second, at 16. The Mishnah, Salah Chesed Beis. Hazava, hazava, shebodku atzman. That's a lashon b'dievet. This is what they did. Although it doesn't say, hazava, hazavka, bodkin, b'yom rishon, b'yom shri. It says, shebodku. This is what happened. You've come across that chilek before, right? The lashon chazal. So the rabbi has been dying from that. He says, apparently, ama lechatchila mitzvahs b'dika kol shiva. It's not that Mishnah, not the Lechatchila. The Lechatchila, the Mishnah is all 7 days. So, that's one. Lechatchila, do kol shiva. Miu, im lo badku, if you didn't. Okay, but yeah, if you didn't, eleyom rishon mishriya, yom shri tahorin. Okay, that's one. So that's like a belezer. You did either 1 or 7. I'm sorry, you did 1 and 7. The Odom, then the Gemara says, shim badka betchila shiva. Again, chutz mibdikas yom avsaka. This is not including the hefsek tara. That you need for sure. So Rishon will keep reminding us, I'll keep reminding you, right? Ushar kol yom lo bodka. The middle day, shin do bodika. Inami. In bodka besofa shiva. Lo bodka betchilosan. Tahora. Tahora. He paskins it works. He paskins like Rav. Even 1 bodika, and even if it's the middle. You don't need 1 and 7. Okay? Either 1 is okay. And he says, even the middle. And that's, it goes, first is even 1 bedika. Then he says, when we don't know, that's a machokas, and we stabber lakula. What's the mako? We stabber lakula.
So you're saying in 2 days, 1 bedika?
No, you see, he's saying 1 day.
1 day.
He's assuming you did hefsetara.
Yeah, hefsetara is that's without discussion. That's what he's saying.
Then you don't need either.
That's what comes out. That's what comes out. Okay. First, he says again at the end of the paragraph. In bodka betchilas shiva again chutz mibdikas umavsoka not that's it. Ushar kana lo barka. Inami barka b'sofa shibelo barka b'tchas and Taurus. Even one bedika works. And now he says even the barka even b'emtza shavu. Emtza shavu. Velo barka lo b'tchilas velo b'sofa. Look what he says. He says, tell your case. Lo b'tchilas velo b'sofa. Lo shamanu b'mistabel kulu. He's making. Okay, again, it's all b'dievet. Let's keep that in mind. Again, it's all, it's all assuming I have sitara. And it's also the Abbot, which you're really supposed to do all 7 days. But Mistabra Lakula. And he brings a raya from another case we saw. Okay. So yesterday, that remember the case where she, according to some, even if she didn't, she checked earlier in the Nida status. She checked on the second day, the third day, and then Rebbe yesterday, even the first day. We discussed yesterday. So, just like we said, the later days count there. Remember that we saw yesterday, right? That according to Chachamim, even if she counted B'sheni L'dasa, not Matzatar, Har B'cheskes Torah. Then we don't have to wait to the end of the seventh. That was yesterday, right? So he said, he tells it too, he says the same thing over here. Okay, just like the B'dikos Amtsoi worked there. Hachanami Sagilo B'dikos Amtsoi. So the Ravid is make all the way. Number one, you only need one B'dik, number two, it could even be in the middle. Can't be the other. The Balamor and his Asaga Salamachok is there in some bays on that Ravid, the Balanefer Sar Shar Sivam Dika. He quotes the Ravid and then he writes on the third line, after the quote, Vanu Temei Mizet Tema Gadola. Okay? Because Ma Raya Medika's Nida Hakal Medika Zomachamura. Okay? That case you want to bring the Raya from, that was, she checked Mishena Lidosa on the Raisa level, the second of the 7 days. That the Torah says you need that. How do you compare from that to what we're talking about today, which should have been Zob, which is more Chomer? You hear the Balmos Kasha. I brought the Raya from the yesterday. But I was talking about Anita, the Nida Doraisa. She did this. She checked out on the second of her 7 days. She only saw 1 day, Lamaisa, a light period. She only saw 1 day. She checked on the second. Yeah, that works. Good. But who said that neither says the Balmos? The Rabbi wants to extrapolate from there that she'll work here too? That she'll work here by Sir Zobah? We assume everyone's a Zobah? You can't bring that riot, he says. Okay? Shazu and it's tzvicha l'afrashas tarah ben ha'shmash b'vad, v'zu tzvicha shivin ha'kiyam. Right, technically speaking, he only needs, that the period is over, and you just ascertain that, have tzvicha, and that's it. We need shivin ha'kiyam. If you bought a limbo of b'dikas tzvicha l'atzvicha l'asof, minayin lana shatei b'dikas ha'emtza ke b'dikas ha'kiyla ke b'dikas ha'sof. And even if you want, how do you know that the middle day works? Okay? And he says, Rabbeinu HaKadosh didn't even ask about the first day and so on. And further, so again, and he says, I made a mistake, but he said, I obviously can't learn from one to the other. But oh, ma ro'o lismach harav. Why did he pass like Rav altogether, okay, in this issue? Domar tchilosan apish ain't sof and so on tchilosan. Ba'mifflik galay Reb Chanina, domar tchilosan visof and binan. Reb Chanina and Rabbeu. Chanina was Rav's, one of Rav's Rabbein. So why did he disagree? Okay. So some want to say, "Kvar ra'inu miktsas hacham shekasu kol abaylo b'dabdika klolahu." Some want to say, "Well, this whole thing is a chumrah anyway. It's kol abaylo b'dabdika at all, and all the din of b'dika are only by taras." Okay, which we discussed about, but we don't hold like that. Okay, we don't hold like that. At the end, the Baal HaMor says, "Well, I'm willing to agree that you can have 1 day of bedika, but not the middle." He says, that's what he says at the end. He says, "Samchinan ad the Rav, the Amar Sofan Afish Nichloson, Dafkin the below Bezabu." But you have to have one or the other. It can't be the middle day. So the Baal HaMor doesn't go quite as far as the Rifle does. The Rashba.
Is this the same that you can't make it at all?
No, you can't.
This is the only benefit of Bezabu. You can't allow one.
I think that's what it means, yeah. Yeah.
If you see that, so maybe saying that.
But the point is, you can't use the middle day, that's for sure, even for Nida.
You can't use 1 or 7 for Nida, right?
For Nida, you can.
Yeah, but Nida, everything's up in
that. No. He says, Bismana Zesh, Shalok, maybe the other name was something on the ground. Right, but it's only a Chumrah today. Okay, we wouldn't say it by an actual Zobah. I think that's what he means, but I think we would say it today. Because that's what he says. He said, So therefore, we can line Rab and say sofan afish et kolos. Daf mino below the zover means not a real zover, I think. Okay. The Rashbo and the Bais HaKotzer by Zayin Shahar Hay says bodka yom echad mesira ashusharko lo bodka osha bodka yom echad means yom aleph, the first, not any random day, the first yom rishon. Bodka yom echad mesira ushakma lo bodka osha bodka zayin sharm rishon mesira lo bodka taura kevan shabodka b'tchilasa taura afusha bodka sofan osha bodka sofan lo bodka b'tchilasa harin zuchas taura. Good. So that, he says, one is enough. But bodka be'emza, below bodka lo b'tchilasa, below b'sofan, in the middle, he still says tahara, like the Raven, still says tahara. Sharahai sala b'dika be'asir, sof kol sof, she had a b'dika in the days of the count. Below tehei b'dika se'emza, garua b'dika se'atchila, ha'schola, b'dika se'sof, b'dika se'sof. Rashbo agrees fundamentally with the Raven, that no, even a middle day is good. At the end, yeish morin bezula hachmer. Some people say we don't go that far, and we're machmer. It's got to be either one or seven. It can't be four. In the bias of Arif, that's in the bias of Kotzer. The bias of Arif, he says yeish morin bezula hachmer. He himself is machmer. He writes in the bias of Arif 27. When we call machmer yeish lachosh la hachmer utzricha bedika betchilasan o besofa. Not the middle. Also, is not the middle. All right. Ramban, in a continuation there, and then it was near the Perek Beis, it was Gimel, right? It's 28. Bodka b'yom harishon, o b'sheni, o b'shlishi, v'shuv lo bodka b'odekes b'shas tefila v'daya, afilu bodka b'yom shvi b'vah, n'arei z'luches k'tar, shari bodka b'yosika kod l'chein. Father Ramban also needs to say that even the middle is good. Even the middle is good. It doesn't matter which day. The Rosh, in the 17th of Perek Yud, 8:29, right? Vim b'di'eved lo bodka elay yom harishon o b'yom hashvi kvinan v'ho v'hem nikim v'kaimalon kirad domar tchilosan afo b'shem sofan v'sofan afo b'shem tchilosan. But he says avim lo bodka yom hashvi then lo mikosu the b'dikam v'tog zayim v'yom, but the next day it is no good. Now he quotes the Ravid because of our Ravid zal kai bodka atzma b'emtsa shiver. The low bodka, the low bechilas, the low sofa, the low shemata, mistab of the kula, like we said, we saw his raya, all right? And a few lines later, harim mizrachel, alevi zal, kosher she'ein li b'bdikla zal, azov eshtir zayin, he came to his nida, hakala, and so on. She'ein le tzvika, the first star, said, you can't make you can't make the jump, but he said, the ein li roi kan sofik, but I don't see any problem with that. And mistab of the other fans, he also in a sofa, he's chazik mutara, kol yom shachar, b'dikla. Okay, the middle should, if anything, logically should be better because she did a bedikah, let's say, on day four. So that's, then we know five, six, and seven of them. We possibly even day seven is good to say that she's good to go, right? If you did it on day four, so then, you know, certainly it should be good. That's not necessarily certainly, that's how he learned it. You could say it logically the other way too, but that's how he passed. So it's okay even in the middle. So bottom line, you have the group of Rishonim who all are saying that b'di'evid one b'dika suffices, but some say it has to be either day one day of b'dika suffices. That's the other machlok, is how many times a day that we saw already. But in the one day of b'dika suffices, but it has to be either one or seven. Again, I remind everybody, l'chatchila or seven. Everyone agrees with that. We're only talking on the b'di'evid level now, but believe me, this comes up. Okay. Especially today, women are at work. Here they forgot. Okay, but anyway, but they did b'dika day one and seven. It's got to be either one or seven, but one works. And either one works. And some say not even the middle works. The Rambam, writes 30. Zova shabodka atzva rishon esira matzatara below bodka yom hashvi matzatara is mechaz tara ki ilu bodka kol shiva matzatara. Okay. See, first he says one and seven. Sounds like both, but then he writes halacha chaf beis. V'chein ibadka b'yom rishon me'asir matzah tar b'yom ches matzah tar. Harim v'ches k'stara. Okay, ches k'stara. Because, again, day one is enough. One day is enough. Badka b'yom gimel azivas matzah shem pasuk adam v'lo badka b'yom rishon me'asir u'v'shri badka matzah tar is me'ches k'stara. Okay, one is enough, but perhaps not in the middle, because he only says he did it on day three, you have to do it again on day seven, it looks like he's saying. So, he may insist that you have to have seven. Day three, with day seven. That's it, right. So bod could be on gimel. Umatsa should pasuk adam below bod could be on rishon esur. Rishri bodka sounds like one is enough, but it's not the middle. All right. So that's with these rishon fold.
So one meaning could be one or seven.
One or seven, right? Right. Again, that the look at the beginning halacha, cheni bod could be on rishon. Okay. Or this other case, the other one, right? They did this, but they said, but then he says only if Rishri Bodka. So you have to have one or seven. That's how he folded. But then you have Rishonim. The common denominator that I will just mention is they say, but the evidence one is enough. The question is, can the one be in the middle, or does it have to be either one or seven? That right? That's the question. However, there are other Rishonim, or Machmen, say, no, you have to have one and seven. Okay. For example, the Tosis earlier in Zion Bays and Ida, why do I say that? That's where I got the Rashi from, where the Mishnah is quoted. Revelezah Omar Harei Becheskes Torah. Mikan Mashma Isha Shesofer Shivin Akim Bodka Yom Rishon V'Yom Shvi U'Matza Torah L'Choshe Sfira Rak Shebodka Atzma Yom Shepasma L'Erek. Again, provided she did this Tikkun Tara, that's the Tara. The Dafka Yom Zion Av Yom Ches Lo You have to check every day. But it sounds from Tosis, we shall understand Tosis, that two are needed. Day one and seven are both needed. And that's how the Smag also writes, that same collection of Hilchot Nidah, Lam, and Kuf Yud Aleph. Yimshachol Bodkatz Makim Yoshev Paskul Erev Ulamachar Shomer Shal Sir Bodkatz Mashachris Varvis, because that's the Shita, you gotta do it twice. Below Bodkatz Mayom Ashri, Kemokin Shachris Varvis. Muteres Utoveles Belalator. You got one and seven. Okay, he quotes the Mishnah and then now we paskin and so on. A few lines later, Avalin Bodka Yom Rishon Mishnilvad, below Biyom Shri, Bezeh Nechleku Rav Rav Chanina. Right? He did one and eight, not one and seven. So that's the Machokas Rav Chanina in the Perek Arkham, which we saw. And he said, Rav is Matir. You got the beginning. Afal shlo bodka v'sofon. Ruchenin oser. Over lo bodka v'sofon requires both. Omer sham she kamo shemat the rav tchilas on which ain't sofon. Kach mat the sofon al which ain't tchilas. And klomar she bodka yom shvi v'lo bodka v'sham. But that's rav. V'hoel is bar. Five lines to the bottom. 20:32. V'hoel is bar halacha. Give me roy lahachmer kedim ruchenina. Okay, we should be machmer ruchenina. So he insists we should mark on Shalo Yehei Yosef Mechamisha Yomim Bein Bdika Bdika. Again, Milvad Yom Shepostavo. Shetzirchal for everything that happens. Again, we keep saying, like all the Shema saying, that is a sine qua non right there, the Hefzik Tara. But he says you can't do 1-8. There can't be more than 5 days, you know, of in between. It's got to be 1-7. Okay. And then he adds at the end, "Be bodka atzmal erev sheyom sheposekes bodka lahafsek petara." She didn't have petara. Ulemachor sheyom rishon lo bodka begabi yom zayin lo bodka yom shmi. Then afilu ratmo sheyin lo kol sheyin kan lo tchilas lo so far. And there are many of them. So to start over again. Anyway, bottom line is he passes like a chanina. So does the sefer truma. It's in peches. I didn't print the whole thing by mistake. But look in Agos Manis, Amonios, Perek Vav Alach Chaval of Ozhei. With the Subir, he goes, the Rambam passed like Rav, Domar Hehi, Klomar Gam Bezuba Lez Mitar, Udaloka Bechanina, Domar Tchilos Visofobina, Behaleka. Abol, Besefer Atruma, Kosov the Hov, and his Bar Aloha, Kimi Shiroi Lahachmer. I like the smart quote, you have to be Machmer Kabachanina. Shol Yosi, hey, I'm in Ben Dika Dika, okay, Rafa Pisha, Lechor Mash Aloha Kirav. So these Rishonim all require we have to have 2 days, and there's got to be one and seven. So is the Mordechai. Bim Bodku Atzma Yom Rishon Velo Yom Shri and then Ches Oim Bodku Yom Shri Velo Bodku Yom Rishon. So Rav Pligi Tarik Basa Rav Shari Hechash Bodku Mitkosa Olam Sofa Mitkosa Olam Tkosa. But Chanina Omer Tkosa Olam Boy Vaho Lipsi Kedus Olkeman Avdin Enker Vchina Nekuman. That you need to fill us on this sofa. Okay? It's out of your paskin. So we're looking at Shulchan Aruch. Continue here in Siv Dalet 36. Shulchan Aruch says, Vim lo bodka b'chol ha-shiva, I'm mistaken, forgot to take out the all the footnotes here. Usually I try to clear it out so you can read it straight. Anyway, lo bodka b'chol ha-shira ela pam achas, lo shna bodka b'yom rishon shal shira ela b'yom shri, o b'echa men tzayin, me'acha shabodka b'yom shekoron shira matar olo. The Chabad first says that if you did it, the moment you did it, you only did it one time. It doesn't matter whether the one time was the first of the seven, or the last of the seven, or one of them tzayin. Olo. Okay? Avalim lo bodka b'chol ha-shira. Then you're going to continue from there, start from there. You count any of the seven, that's for sure no good. All right, but now he says, this is still the Mechaber Miesh Omrim, Shetzarach Shetivdok B'yom Rishon Ashiva U'yom Ashiva Ein Lahakil. So first he quotes, you know, that some will hold that the counts, right? We saw those who some will hold that even the middle one counts, that's what the prophet is showing, but the Mechaber says Ein Lahakil. Some say, like Rav Chanina, you have to have Yom Rishon Yashiva Uba Yom Hashiva Ve'ein Lahaka. Okay? Ve'ein Lahaka. Now, the Pesach Tshuva, Tzukot Nvav, quotes from the Dogon or Vava. Okay, that's Rechaz Galeb and Peretz and Nov Yehuda. Okay, quotes from the Dogon or Vava. Shekosav, Dafil lo bodka Yom Rishon bodka Be'echer Motsum Gabe Yom Hashiva. Then Gama Smag Moda Sha'olah. In other words, he wants to argue that if you did three and seven, let's say, okay, it's true you didn't have Tchilos on this sofa, like some insist, but you had two, so he wants to say that counts. That counts. But he says, in another Behuda, he changes mind. It should be he changes mind. The Dafka Rishon Vishri Bina. Avon Barka Derek Moshe Rishon Vishlishi Lomani. Okay, then it wouldn't work. And then he just goes through the configurations, you know, how the days would work out. You know, to start over again and so on. But if three and seven don't work according to this, and not like you wrote the double row, it changes mind. So that's one point. All right. So the Huda says if you hold that you need the two tefillos on the sofa, and that's literally tefillos on the sofa, not just two, any two or anything plus seven. Now. Then he modifies the Tzikot in Zion, but we all must see Ein Lahakel, Shokar's Ein Lahakel, but he quotes a tribute to Chazam Sofer, Shekhasu to be Evan, Shekhar Lonsay, it's a Bailagesh Lahakel. Okay? He says, if she already went to the mikveh, she came home, she's with her husband already, you know, then you can be Mekel. And say that, you know, as long as you got one or seven, you modify it. Kol zeh bodka b'badai b'echad or b'shiver. K'barishon or b'shiri. Aval in lo bodka b'hem, rachah b'echad b'tzong, yesh lachah b'shul b'dyevet. Now, there are different levels of b'dyevet. So the Chazam Sofer wants to be mekel, and says that she already went to the mikveh, came home already, you don't make her recount and so on. But provided you have one and seven. Okay, as opposed to one of the middle days. So, with all the confusion, I think the Aruch HaShulchan outlined to include, that's why I printed it in 38, instead of Kuf Tzadir Rav Simchav Gimel. Ulevad HaBedikah Shal Hefzik Tara, again, there's all these Bedikahs, all these Kulas, the Yemestay 1, and the 7, again, it's all under the assumption that there was a Hefzik Tara. Okay, that's for sure. So that's where Aruch HaShulchan begins also. Ulevad HaBedikah Shal Hefzik Tara, Shemun Machos, Matchelas, Lispo Shemunikim, so you have to count each day, Shtei Bedikahs, that's eight passages also. Achas b'shachas b'kumo b'mitosa v'ashen is samach ben hashmosa ach b'dieved yom borka b'chol shu yom rak b'dika achas again levad b'dika shav sitar bein shabodka is atzma rishon b'akim bein shabodka b'yom shrishon b'akim u bein shabodka b'acharon b'mtsoim olo b'akim b'tovelas v'achar shu yisim b'tar yi it says olo, it says it counts, okay, and he says the end why, okay, the ikar of b'dika shal hef sitar. The eager to make sure that she is not being a roe and dam anymore, that her flow has stopped, was the hefsek tara. Once you have that, it's everything else, you know, according to many, it's the drabana, the coolers. Okay? Now, simchav dalem. Im lo bodka es atzma filu pav achas b'chol ha-shim yonim, then also lecha tefil. The maya, the shem nekim, atar omar, safala, shim is yonim, chom ha-shetispo, im tara. She did one day, so now we can see the chazok of the Torah. Barmin, the Kashem Shatara, then says, Kadika Zu, Kamokan, Matsan, Tar, Kosh Yom. Ava Kashol Borka Klau, ain't Karkas Tarav, ain't Karnakim Klau, you can't call this Shivan Kim. Lachain, Butlu Lagamre, Shivan Kim. Now, Bodek is out from Yom Ashmini, the Instor, Ama Yom Ashmini, that day counts as day one. The Tina also reached on the Suyasa, the Tashim Ot Shishiyam. Then go to the Mikvah. Okay? Now, in Tomar, Shema Tomar, how does that work? Eich Tina Yom Ashmini, Lishon Lakim, Halo Hefsika Bitara, there was no previous Hefsik Tara. Doesn't the Hefsik Tara have to kick off the 7 day? So he says, no, it's not a problem, ain't okay. So Hefsika Bitara, Bishim Yom Nekodim. The Ein Zu Reya Sama Hashem Shikas Yom Hefsik Tara, the serious, it's like a Yom Arichta. You know, you do the Hefsik Tara, that kicks off the Shivan Akim, but it doesn't have to be sum up to the Shivan Akim. It's preferable to do it that way, obviously. But in a case where she did have some time, now for whatever reason, for 7 days she's doing the bedikas, and now wants the eight, she does a bedika, wants to start, that's okay. The have to extends. It's not kosa kinyana, you know, the have to extends, so to speak. Okay? And it's not a reyesa. And of course, al khatkhila also lasos kain, she do right away. She do, shiva yam hasmukha lo have to. Then he adds to the very end, we'll come back to this momentarily, but bedika is you lor hayom lo lor haner. She do bedika, check things out. You know, the garment, the bigger cloth by day and not by night. Curious Lila Matalifam, because sometimes at night it's not as clear. But I light a candle with my electric light. With the Evid Mahane Phil or Nair, the Rochaku should teach the Maratama and Maratama. Even by the light of night, it's the Evid, it's also good. Now, then Chafei, Chosra Rivis Yosef, the Eish Omish and Sirik Lindok, Yom Rishma Shiva Yomish with the Ain Lahaka. Okay, you can't in Komar, the Pachos Mishnei Bedikos, Levada Bedikos, Rav Sektar, Gav Yevet in a Moel. The Lav Dafka Rishon Shriyel, Shushnei Bedikos. Whoever said Lover Tamua, he doesn't say why the Chavar Paskins are altogether, you need two Bedikos, because after all, we had quite a number of Rishon, we saw the Dai Bedik Achas and so on. The Smag was Choshish, but you're not sure why the Chavar was Smachmer, and therefore he concludes in the next Sif Chavav, V'lachein, Yerlan is Daiti, the Vada Khalil alone assumed Dibra Ben Yosef, the cause of Dain Lahaka. Okay, the Adarab Rov Noshim Bokos Bukhoyon Pamayan. Okay, we do it. Haumnam, however, Bismanenu, Yesh Harbe Noshim Shemuchos, Mukos, Lokos, Bechabri Bitman, Makos, Ptsan Tokorechem, but also Shabdika Koshalem are very important. There are many women for some time, they're irritated and so on, they have skin. So, too many Bedikas, this is irritating. Difficult to get a clean bedikah. We're talking about bedikah she ain't tarik. I'm machlis up time. But we don't have gadol motzus bedikahs nekiyos. You know, then they clean themselves, but there's irritation. There's some makah there. Lachain mor lahem ki ikar adin she yil le bedikah tarik biyom hefsek tara u bedikah achas bechol hashiva yomim. Lachain mor and halach ala maisa. Again. The Rosh Hashanah is saying, and many more are follow that, it's case-by-case basis. A woman who has difficulty because of some irritation or whatever else, we tell them, don't do. Some women are very sensitive in skin and so on and so forth. So we tell them, don't do so many bedikas. Because all the bedikas they do are mess you up. And that's a case-by-case basis. Okay, the Rosh Hashanah give you that. But he writes, Avol. A few more minutes, okay? Aval, lo shul bedika klal chalila lahakya. But now you can't get rid of no bedika. You gotta have some sort of bedika, but we'll work with women who have these situations. So that's what the achronim deal with. There's a chavis das in Sirkot and Gimel Biurim. If you want to hit some quotes out of here, huh?
I
just want
to know what, two per day or two in general, 1 7?
Well, both. Both.
So actually, if you make a
link,
you can do 1 per day, you can do 1 7.
You can do 1 7. A case by case, yeah, you do. I think
that. This is 1 per day, yeah.
What's that? Yeah. But I'm saying, he said, Badika achas b'chol hazayin yamim. Oh, I see what you're saying. Yeah.
1 7 days.
Yeah. Yeah, but I think what he means, total. Not one each day.
So then you need 6 1
day,
you only need
to
do 1 time?
That's
I
think
that's.
Yeah.
If there's
a need for it, yeah. If
there's a means on any of the 7 days.
Yes. I think so. And there are definitely some hold like that. Right? I hear you say the Rosh Hashanah maybe doesn't hold like that. I think he does. Okay. Yeah. Well, let's see. So the Chavos Das, well, let's see what other Achronim say. The Chavos Das, in Biurim Sukkot and Gimel writes, okay, we need one. Now, his point is, what exactly is the purpose? What boils down to, what exactly is the purpose of the Bedikas of Shiva Nakim? Okay? He wants to say that his is so is the purpose is to make sure that there was no dam, okay, which is the obvious, but we'll see what it means in a second. He said, "Fiza nirva kolshe the bibiru rosa dam below hargosh b'shivin akim to zoseres." If she saw any dam, even though there's no hargosh, it definitely is sosin, because they're not called ainu bedu, they're ainu bedukin, right? Not clean days. Do ikar on the fourth line. Do ikar bedika she hits your chachmoni mishum dam shalom bargosh. The Ladam Shabob Argosha and Turk with the Oh, Dam Shabob Argosha, Tom and the Tyrus and so on, Rabbi Tum of Sekhis Benen, okay. So obviously, our concern is the key phrase we want to see on the fourth line is Ikar Bedika, Shutra Pony, Mishum Dam Shabob Argosha. Now, a few lines later after the dot, so Fizet, Isha Sherosa Dam Mamma Shahakov, Nolan Lomako, Afil Yodua Shemotzia Dam, the EF Shalom Lipdok, Afil Pam Achas. Tough luck. We know it's a makkah. It doesn't matter. There has to be a bedika that reveals that there's no dam. Okay? She had one good bedika, besides that entire. She had one good bedika. Okay? Again, b'chein tzricha, he should have said tara, bedika smoked up, that's for sure. Okay? B'chein nir l'chor adim, isha shisha makkah. Okay? She'adua shalotzi adab yom abeses, isha shisha abeses, umlam isha yom abeses, she'ena tala makkah. So it's like we learned earlier on, right? That they can't count, they can't attribute that to the makkah. Alright, so basically, even if she has a makkah, but she didn't get a clean bedika. So basically this is a problem for someone. It could be a problem for someone. That they never get, if they can never get a clean bedika, you're in real trouble, according to Chavos Das. Because good is a makkah. I understand. But Lamaisa, you didn't get a clean bedika. And you need to have a clean bedikah. That's what he says. If there's any way out of that problem. So there are some. Give me Eger quotes from the Tshuva Zichron Yosef. Before this, the same Tshuva as before, Madur Kavos in Sama. He quotes from the Tshuva Zichron Yosef, who says, okay, that he has a chiddush. It's not clear it's expressed here, but he writes, Gav Hamasha Don Shom Derov Noshim Poskos Beliros Biyom Hay O Biyom Bod L'Riyosa. Okay, he brings a raya that even if you don't have, okay, and this is a chiddush, perhaps even if you don't have a hafsek tara, but if the woman knows that she always sees no more than X days, okay, and then once X is up, so that's like a hafsek tara, or maybe like a bedika, okay. Remember we had the Baal came home from the trip and he found his wife, you know, remember that, so we had that gemara, right? So the Baal came home. And he knows that she was the Torah because enough time went by. So our only concern was, what if she didn't go to the mikveh, right? We didn't bring up, what if she didn't go to the Torah, right? Why not? Because the knowledge can take the place, so to speak. That's what he, the Kibbeke doesn't like this, but that's what he quotes from this Zichron Yosef. You follow? And he seems to say maybe even for Hefsek Torah. But some sofer in the Tshuva in Chelek Avdes and Kufay and Zion 41 said, no, the Hefsek Tara you have to have, but the other bedikas, and here's how he says it, Omar Ani Adin Din Emes Gabe Hefsek Tara, and that is a sine qua non, can't get over that Hefsek Tara. Abba Hasuris Nekiyin, okay, I think there, Lohir, if Lohir Gisha Psichas Pia Mokor, Yala Lo Hefsek Tara, she knows. So that, and what's the one that's a little different than Chavos Das? Chavos Das says the Ikar Bedika is to make sure there was no dam, Shalom Hargosha. Sam Sofer says, no, we want to make sure that there was no Hargosha. But if she knows that there's no Hargosha, right? Not Stam and Lodan, Lodan. Because Sam Sofer says, you know, Dam without Hargosha is not a problem. Right? So he says, look what he writes. He says, Ein Choshen Shadena Pasuch Amor Dam Ad Shatisla Vanena Ve'ech Noma Shekiven Shelo Hirgisha. Right? The issue is Hirgisha. So look a few lines there. Kol sheborer lo sheishgicha atzma shachris echa mishiv yom yodas bevadai she'oz lo niftok makora. Okay? If she knows that there was no hargosha, and you have to pay attention. Om he is eba shgocha prod hof shalom nochla juma hargosha lava daite ala shetamu shor achas. Okay? No mishesa vadas and so on, and remove all other thoughts and concentrate on this. And she says, time has gone by, there was no opening, there was no hargosh, I didn't feel anything, that can substitute for bedikah. He doesn't go so far as to say the assumption of the Hefzitara, but that can substitute for a bedikah, and that's how you can get out of the Chavos Da'as' problem. And the Rebbe Huda takes it even a step further. Okay, the Rebbe Huda takes it even a step further. And Shulas, you're there, I printed some little test before some little Melvav, not because I forgot the alphabet, but in the little test it says that, you know, the issue. In Emes Shviyati Shuvah Acher Sheikar Bedika Mishum Shabishas Bedika No Senes Data LaHargish. What is the Bedika? The Bedika is for her to pay attention to what's going on over there. Okay, but if she pays attention without it, and you know, in Kain Masha Einam Argeshes, like the Sam Sofer Masha Einam Argeshes Shadam Des Markor Mikri Hefsek Tara. He said that it can even count as Hefsek Tara to join the Chiddush. Okay, and back in Membov, he says, Azai Zeb Mishpata, Hefsek Tara, so what the woman should do, obviously the woman has a certain issue, okay? She do Hefsek Tara and put the mochen and so on, but he says if she can't, okay, she can insert it only a little bit, Kainer Zahayt al-Kalakub al-Shasad Chav, V'im yaskim o'im ikvod mechutani Arab, o'okul flotmi embrad, the mother Rabbanim will agree, so then I'll be, Hineni nimrei lo'im edvar mitzvah tara isha v'bala. You know, he says, that's a tremendous Kiddush. I don't know whether we rely on it or not. These are individual case-by-case basis. One was having difficulty getting a clean Hefsek Tara. Again, you know, these are some possible ways out. Okay, some possible ways out. It's very difficult. I mean, the Chavos Da'as, you know, the Chavos Da'as said you got to have not only a good Hefsek Tara, but a good Bedikah too. Now we saw perhaps some other ways where you can, you know, you can be, there's room for some kuvos. Can we look at the Chavos Da'as? That's what they say, you know, in terms of that. I think that the Rebbe Huda is really a tremendous thing. We're needed to have some time. You know, you can have this paying attention and trick. Okay, let's just finish up because it's the end of the sif. Okay, the Gemara says, "Anidu Zayin and Aleph, Toshma Avishal Beis Munbaz Hamelech, Meros and Gimel Dvar Maskir also the Shema." He was a king, and the end of the. Into the Bani Shani period, I think. Anyway, certain things that they followed that were asking was Shvach. Aim abode kimitosam bayom. They would do all their checking. As Rashi Tosfos says, they would do it by day. They would check. It was asking was Shvach because really you can check it at night. Like we had Tosfos points out the last aim abode kimitosam bayom. You can even check the cloth at night. Remember, you know, you had the two, the husband and the wife, had the deacon's cloth and so on. So even at night. Preferably, you should look at these things during the light of the day. And that's how the Rashbo writes in the Bais HaKotzah by Zayin Sharhei, or Hayom Yofa LeBedikah Shabayis, Ve'ein Bodkin Yisrael B'Yom, Maskir Osu Mishrach, based on that Gemara. Okay, so it's not preferable to do it during the day. And Beis Yosef brings it here in Simkuv Tzadivav, Kosa Rashbo, Betosu Bais HaKotzah, or Hayom Yofa LeBedikah, Shekein Shal Beis Mundas, Ve'ein Bodkin Yisrael B'Yom, Maskinos or Shvat, they like that. B'chein Kotzor B'Yuchem. Okay, yeah, but right at the end, the Beis Yosef goes, Ulfi She'eino Me'akev Lo Hiskiru HaRambam Rabbein. Rambam never brought that, and Rabbein in the Torah didn't bring it either. Okay, in the Shulchan Aruch, okay, in Shulchan Aruch, we conclude the Simon, Sigdalim, Vavadika Tia Lo'or Hayom, Lo Lo'or Haner. At the end of Shittal, Habedika Tielo Haryom Lo Lo Haner, Ubedieved Bahani Afilo Lo Haner. Okay, do the check of the Habedika is everything by day, around the night, unless it's an absolute yevet, sometimes that's the night she's supposed to be with the mikvah, whatever else, so we make them to do it by the light of the candle. Since there are Pesach Torah, I'm just going to the Torah of Shonim, we'll finish with this, it's the Kotel Tess. Well, Lauren, here, what do you mean? Erev Pesach, we want, because Chometz Dafka, Lauren, everything's better than during the day. No? Right? The Ha'is of Reish Pesach, Lauren, Erev Yafel of Bedika. Ha'afil of Sadish, or Rab, Ein Lidok, Ha'afil, or Ha'yom. We prefer candles, so why don't we do something during the day? Why don't we do it, I prefer to do it with the candles, right? No, I don't think so. So that's a good passage, or Ha'im Sim Taflam and Gimel. Yesh lomar the shaylin dikas chomesh and tzar lidok bechor v'zdoken v'makom shein or yom yochal lishlo. Because there you got to search, you know, under things and it cracks where the daylight doesn't get into. So there the candle shines right in that place. That's better. Mashen ke b'nei yuchal lechates bechor v'zdoken. Mashen ke b'dikas acholok vei, but to check a garment or a tikka club, k'day you can look it during the day. Yuchal lev, v'makom avul, go out to it sunny. Check it out. Lachain tov yosa lidok lo yom. Okay? All right, to go to the plan. Then he said, yeah, Ode Shom with the Tseva HaKesem Niko Yosu Yom Olai Lo Haner. He said, I'm going to enjoy it, but we're going to go on Yosu, we'll call it during the day. As opposed to during the night. Okay? That's just a good therapy. Okay, good?